الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the virtues of the recitation of the Quran, and then we did the harmful effects of a person leaving out Quran, what harms they are of leaving out the recitation of Quran, the revision of the Quran, especially for a hafiz, a person who was particular about reciting Quran daily. And then we started a new chapter yesterday, the chapter on the preferability of reciting Quran, but reciting it with a good voice, with a good tune, making it a point of reciting it correctly, and also the desirability, the preferability of asking somebody who knows Quran Sharif well to recite Quran and to listen to Quran. To listen to Quran also is a separate amal on its own, reciting Quran also is a separate amal. So both are very virtuous. But obviously recitation takes preference over listening, but where a person sometimes he needs to listen, his tabiat needs to listen, so this also is sawab, it's also ibadat to listen to beautiful recitation of Quran. And Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأ علي القرآن فقلت يا رسول الله اقرأ عليك وعليك انزل. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told me that recite Quran Sharif for me. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that recite Quran Sharif for me. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu got surprised. He said فقلت يا رسول الله أقرأ عليك. I must recite to you وعليك أنزل. The Quran Sharif was revealed to you. Quran Sharif is revealed to you, and I must recite for you. In a surprised way, he mentioned this. قال إني أحب أن أسمعه من غيري. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I love to listen to Quran Sharif from someone else. In other words, that I also like to listen to Quran Sharif being recited, showing us this is something that was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama explained two reasons. One is that when a person is listening Quran Sharif from someone else, then he has a better chance to ponder over the meaning of the Quran. As when a person is reading, so he's concentrating on the words, he doesn't get such a chance to ponder over the meaning. And also reciting to Quran Sharif from someone else also has a different effect and different impact on the heart as opposed to when a person is reciting it. So perhaps Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to ponder extra over the meaning, and he wanted to hear someone else reciting it. فَقَرَأْتُ عَلَيْهِ سُورَةَ النِّسَاءِ. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he was a profound reciter of Quran, profound knowledge of Quran also he had. So he recited Surah Nisa for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatta ji'tu ila hadhi al-ayah. He said, I recited Surah Nisa until I came to this ayah. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا. The meaning of this ayah is that how will it be on that day when from every ummah we will take out a witness against it. From every ummah we will take out, we'll bring out a witness against that ummah. وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَىٰ هَا أُولَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And we will make you a witness, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over these people. In other words, you will be a witness over your ummah. So when he recited this ayat, قَالَ حَزْبُكَ الْآنِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me, enough now, enough. And then he said, فَالْتَفَتُ إِلَيْهِ فَإِذَا عَيْنَاهُ تَذْرِفَانِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned around and eyes were dripping with tears. He was crying when he heard this. Ulama explained why. Because this ayat of Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly the recitation of the Quran, and then the meaning of this Quran is the love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah, that he will have to be a witness against his own ummah, that caused him to cry. So much of love he had for his ummah, how will it be such when a person is called as a witness? He has to be honest about his witnessing. He has to reveal everything he knows. How can he reveal be a witness against his own people? Every Nabi will be called that you had, be a witness that you had given the message, that you had delivered the message, and thereafter people had done wrong and they went against the message. So imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being called. Ulama explained that out of love and compassion for the ummah, he began to weep. The next explanation they give why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to weep is perhaps there's hope that because of his tears for his ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. Because out of love that, Ya Allah, because of these tears of mine, that you forgive my ummah. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to weep. We'll do one more hadith. Babu al-Hathi ala suwari ayatin makhsusa. This is another chapter. It starts in the chapter about reciting certain chapters and verses. Encouragement that there are certain verses of the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for specific reasons, and there's encouragement now to recite. For example, we'll do many. Like these specific verses, for example, Surah Waqiyah after Maghrib Salah, Surah Mulk, the night surahs, the morning surahs, Surah Fatiha, the Quls, different surahs have been made. So here this chapter is speaking about the different surahs and the encouragement of reciting them. And Abi Sa'd Rafi ibn المعلى رضي الله عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا أعلمك أعظم سورة في القرآن قبل أن تخرج من المسجد. Then Abu Sa'id Rafi ibn Mu'alla radiallahu anhu narrates, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, shall I not teach you the greatest of surahs before you leave the masjid? So Nabi sallam told him in the masjid that before you leave the masjid, should I not teach you the greatest of surahs? فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي فَلَمَّا أَرَدْنَا أَن تَخْرُجَ. So he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took me by my hand. So much of love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would show his companions. He took me by my hand and he was holding me. So he said, when we desired now to leave the masjid, قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إنك قلت لو علمنك أعظم سورة في القرآن. I reminded him, I said, oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, you told me that you're going to teach me the greatest surah of the Quran. قال الحمد لله رب العالمين هي السبع المثاني والقرآن العظيم الذي أوتيته رواه البخاري. He said, Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام told me سورة فاتحة. الحمد لله رب العالمين. هون سورة فاتحة. This is the seven often repeated verses that I have been given. Ulama explained that why is this Surah Fatiha been referred to as Sab'ul Mathani, the seven often repeated verses, for a few reasons. One is it is recited in every single rakat of every namaz. Every namaz we find, every rakat we are reciting Surah Fatiha, number one. Number two is, Ulama explained, Surah Fatiha was revealed twice. It was revealed in Makkah Sharif and it was revealed in Madinah Sharif. And the third reason Ulama gave, from the many reasons, is that Surah Fatiha is such a surah, is throughout the ages and throughout the times, Surah Fatiha would be recited. Ulama explained that all the books of the past, all the knowledge of the books of the past, the essence of that has been contained in the Quran, and all the knowledge and the essence of the whole Quran is contained in Surah Fatiha. So Ulama explained that Surah Fatiha has many, many properties. One is healing properties. A person recites Surah Fatiha for any ailment, any illness, seven times he recites Surah Fatiha for a sick patient. If he has any healing from the person in need, as the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi writes in Amal, he mentions about an Amal. Mufti Ahmad Khan Khuri rahmatullah Damat Barakatum also mentions this Amal, and he says that this Amal, this practice, has been a practice of our Chistiya Silsila. That coming down from our great Akabir, this practice is that whenever a person is in need, and he should try and practice on this one particular Amal. He says that for 40 days between the Sunnah Namaz and the Faraz Namaz of Fajr Salah, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Surah Fatiha, but do it in this way 41 times for 40 days. So 41 times a person recites Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Milhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He joins the meme of the Bismillah at the end to Surah Fatiha, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Milhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and then he finishes the Surah Fatiha. So between the Sunnat and the Faraz Fajr Salah, the person recites this 41 times for 40 days. It is mentioned from the practice of our Kabir. We won't say that this is the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but because it is a practice and a proven or a experienced practice of many of our Kabir, as Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi mentioned this also, that this has been a practice of our Kabir. This is very effective to get any need fulfilled of a person. Who doesn't have any need today? Any needs, any wants? So a simple amal between the Sunnah Salah and the Faraz Salah or Fajr Salah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, finished it, Surah Fatiha, 41 times for 40 days, it has the effect a person should make niyat. For this particular need of mine, I've recited this, inshallah, he will see the barakat of this. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamni, subhanakallahumma, bihamnika, nashadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhanarabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.